The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Amazing.
Yes, great. That's an overused word.
That's what we were talking about.
We were just talking about
it.
Everything's amazing.
Everything's amazing. It's amazing.
Or awesome. Or absolutely.
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 Absolutely awesome.
Scott okay. Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture, is back with us for the fourth week in a row.
I am, and happy to be here, and we have a ton of great stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really am. All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been assisting, advising, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Remember to check us out on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Scott Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture, downtown Scranton.
That is me.
Yes, how long have you been doing what you do, please?
Over 15 years.
And Penn Furniture has been in business?
120 years.
And you have over 50 different...
product lines. 50 different manufacturers.
So everybody has something to choose from.
Everybody has something to choose from. You can choose from standard lines that are really familiar. Like Bernhard, Thomasville, everybody's kind of heard of those guys. To higher end design companies with bigger price tags, designers, things like that. So they cast a very wide net in terms of product and price point.
And you offer everything for home furnishings, including artwork. The only exception would be window furnishings.
Correct. Okay. And also complimentary design service. As long as you're purchasing, we'll come out to your house, do your floor plans, and then when it's delivered, make sure it all goes together the way it should.
You're open 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
And how many thousands of square feet of?
65,000 square feet.
65,000.
How many stories?
Six.
Wow. Okay.
That's a big building.
It's a huge building.
I could get lost.
Really?
There's one thing that gets you out of Penn Furniture if you're ever lost. I'll get you out one way.
Uh-huh.
It's called American Express Black Card. That'll get you right out. but it's four buildings that are interconnected to create it.
Amazing.
It hits Lackawanna Avenue and Franklin Avenue.
All right.
Yeah, it's an amazing place.
All right. So today, what do you want to talk about? We have so much to talk about. Where should we start?
We do have a lot to talk about.
Where should we start?
Gray is the new black.
Like yesterday, it was orange is the new black, and I never understood that. But
no,
that's
a orange show on Netflix.
And orange
about
doesn't,
a woman's prison. That's very
is that
different.
What it is?
Yes,
and orange doesn't rhyme with anything too.
No,
so I can't stand
is the new
that
black,
word
because that's the color of their jumpsuit.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Gray is the new black.
Yeah, gray is the new black because it's being paired with everything. Years ago, I'm going to go back like a decade, brown was the new black. If you remember, they were pairing brown with mineral colors, and brown were huge. They were pairing brown with everything. Chocolate brown was being paired with orange, mineral blue, celadon green. They paired it with everything. Now it's gray. Gray is like the new taupe.
That was the 80s? That gray and...
No, that was the 2000s.
Okay.
2000s. No, the 80s was... Why do you bring it up? Because it hurts me, Pat. Yes. Mauve and gray.
Mauve
and it hurts
and
me to this day.
That's right.
Yes. So we still see that.
I know.
Our,
Yes, we travels. Do. We're in some houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Gray is the New Black, and I have seen that. It's
huge.
It's popular.
Yeah. It's a wonderful neutral. The great thing about it is the fact that if you wanted to do, like, say, a monochromatic look, so it's really cohesive and serene and easy on the eye, and there's no jump or pop, I would just take shades of gray and just stay in there in the entire room. And then if you want to bring more visual interest in or personalize it more, then pick another color to pair with it, like tangerine orange or sunshine yellow or, again, celadon green. You can pair any of those things with that gray or purple.
Red.
And they're all going to look fantastic. Yes, red. Sure, that's a classic combination.
Okay.
You can pair anything with it. So gray is the new black, and that's why it is the new black, because it's being paired with everything.
What drives you wild?
Wild in a
as an
good
interior
way or
design
a
bad consultant,
way. Bad
way. Like, what really gets to you? I want to hear it from your perspective.
All right,
because people might think like they have it all going on.
No,
but
and
you,
I'm going to clean it up.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Not drives me wild. Things I would like to see change. Let's just put it that way, right? So I don't talk like a jerk, and I'm not going to say the stuff that I say when I get in my car to myself. But things like, honestly, like the signage script movement that we've all seen, you know, if I have to hear live, laugh, love again, I'm going to add vomit at the end of it because
all those
so
signs all over the place.
Signs and people put it on walls in, you know, sticker form.
Over doorways.
It's everywhere.
On the refrigerator and,
And I get it. It's inspirational and whatnot. But I think if you want that type of feeling in your house...
Which is, there's nothing wrong with.
No,
it's,
there's
that's
nothing.
What you need
but
to feel good.
Right. Instead of having it be so redundant, though, and overseen, because that's the issue.
Is it's everywhere.
So overused.
It is.
Just take the basic idea and improve on it or evolve it. Like, if it were me and it were in there, I would then take that script and have it, like, have it written out in French. Have it written out in Italian or Asian writing. And then have also the scale of that script vary wildly and even overlap, like word over word in some respect. So take it and make it more sophisticated so that it's not so tired and so redundant. Just evolve it. I would love to see that happen.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie.
That really is, because I wouldn't have thought of that.
I like to bring brilliance to the table every
yes,
now and again.
Yes, you do.
But...
Yeah, but don't put "watch your step" in another language because people won't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or watch your head when you go to the basement.
Put that in Asian.
Yeah. Put that in Asian.
Wait, Asian is not allowed.
As you wallop your head against the
Korean
beam.
Or Chinese.
That's okay, all right.
Every time I go to their house, I get injured.
They don't read the signs.
And then I think there's some other great things that we can talk about. Things I like now that are driving me wild in a really good way. Not in a bad way, in a good way.
All right.
I think lighting is one of them because I feel like as of late, lighting has really evolved. And I really feel like lighting manufacturers like Visual Comfort and Chapman have really stepped up their game. And, you know, I thought lighting for a long time kind of got a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's taken a whole different form, and I feel like the lighting source is inside of something else. In other words, like you'll see the lighting source where the bulb is actually goes into the socket, but it's inside of a big armillary ball, or it might be inside of a huge oversized shade. So I feel like lighting has come a long, long way, and it's really started to evolve. They've started to really push the envelope on it, and it's starting to show.
You know what I've noticed with lighting too? I'm getting into the conversation here.
Nice.
Is with the LEDs, some of the lights are actually flat as a pancake.
Yes.
And they can do things that you can never
do,
with a conventional light bulb.
So I love where lighting is going. And I'd like to see
it. It's so important.
Way.
And a lot of people,
it is so
especially
important.
Contractors, they don't see the value of it. But I always did. I think it's really important.
Sure. Because lighting sets a feeling and a mood instantly when you walk into a space. You know, I always like to use in the example, like your favorite restaurant. When you walk in, if it's well done, it is lit perfectly to instantly create a mood and an atmosphere all the time. You know, you can do the same thing in your house. I think, you know, the under cabinet lighting that's gone on for a long time is a wonderful thing. you know, it makes kitchens warm and cozy, but it doesn't blast you with light. You know, so things like that, I think, are just smart moves in the right direction. And the flat lighting that Pac talked about, I think, is genius. Because you can use it in so many applications where you couldn't use lighting before. I think a few other key points to hit for people. And these are all like little trends and tips and things that I think that new homeowners and current homeowners can use. The use of stripes, I think, is really important. Stripes is a really big deal. Depends on what
you
do.
In your fabric.
In your fabric, in wall treatment, it can be all over the place.
Okay.
You know, one of the things, if you want to take a nice wide broad stripe and run it down a wall in paint.
Oh.
You can do that to create a really traditional space. I prefer them. I love to see them in tone on tone. So like one stripe would be a matte, the next stripe would be a semi-gloss. But they're in the same color.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you take that same stripe, and I'm going to say the stripes are like 6 inches wide, 7 inches wide, and then flip it and run it horizontally, you're going to create a really modern flavor within a space. Same stripe, just ran the other way, but it creates a whole different feeling. One could be
formal.
More classic.
Well, classic.
Or formal, yeah.
All right, traditional.
But if you flip it and you run it in the other direction,
more modern.
It's now a lot more modern.
Ah.
Creates a really modern space. Also, you know, the use of stripe in fabric, now you can, you know, you can do it tone on tone, you can vary your colors, that can bring a lot of visual interest in, especially now these days, because we see so much beige and taupe and in main pieces, like your big sofa or sectional. If you want to bring it in pillows or a set of matching chairs, a striper is a great way to go to bring interest in, because who wants to walk into somebody's house? Do you want everybody to walk into your house and have it be something they've seen over and over and over and over again? No, you want it more personalized. It's a great way to keep it neutral and grounded. If you're a little scared when it comes to design and you want to play it safe, that's a great way to do that, because you can ground the space with those neutral tones, but then bring in some interest with a stripe.
There you go, because then it won't be so blah.
Yeah, exactly. It won't be so blah. It'll give it more visual interest.
On the main staircase, we have that wall there, some of that stuff. You were talking about putting up molding and all of this stuff, but if you just did the different shades,
that you're could not be talking me out of the molding. I want.
Do you want picture frame wainscoting going up the stairs?
Is that yes.
Yeah. Yes. You should do that.
Well,
yeah.
You got somebody good.
Stripe on top of it.
There you go.
Yeah, then stripe on the upper part of the wall.
All right, you're going to go move into paint furniture down there. That's where you're going.
Come on in, Jackie.
I want to.
They got
to.
A space
I'm
for
dying
you.
We
to.
Do. We have a lot. You could live there.
They can make a movie about her.
Do they allow
in
that?
Furniture.
I mean, like, I'll pay a little rental fee. Like, right. Yeah. So
no,
I
you,
can
they
live
wouldn't
there
even know you were there. You'd be like a mouse in the big building.
It is a large building, but if they would allow that, I would move in. I know the space I'd move into. It's on the back of the fourth floor. But things like that. The other cool thing that is a huge trend. Not trend. It's been around for a while, and it's been pretty hot. Is hair on hide? Hair on hide is a fantastic thing. What hair on hide is it's literally hide like leather, but the hair is still on it. It's beautiful. It would be like you took when you take the hide from the cow, mm-hmm. and the hair is still on it, and they'll wrap a piece of upholstery in it. It's a beautiful thing.
I'll have to take your word for that.
You're going to have... No,
because
you know what?
I can
have you catch the live show, because if you come into Penn, I'll show it to you. And it's beautiful.
All right.
It's beautiful.
And I know you would never leave me wrong. So I know that. Scott Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture, downtown Scranton. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can contact me, of course, at Penn Furniture. And the number there is 570-346-6591. My email there is Frazier, Frazier, at PennFurnitureOnline.com, and my cell is 570-933-0495.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a very well-kept four-bedroom home at 315 Dundaff Street in Carbondale for $139,000. This home is in a country setting, but it's close to town. It has a large walkout basement with tons of potential. It has a sunroom, a circular driveway, great trees and landscaping, all in a very peaceful setting. That's a lovely four-bedroom home at 315 Dundaff Street in Carbondale with a detached garage for $139,000. And that's listed by Megan Pazamato of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
How do you relax?
Maybe it's stretched out in a hammock on the beach, holding an ice-cold drink with an umbrella. Maybe it's just sitting next to a stream with a good book. How do you feel relief? That last bite of a perfect meal?
Delicious.
Instant relief from heartburn?
If you use Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, selling your house is actually a relief. Odds are you've got other priorities, like preparing to move for that next big job, downsizing to give yourself a break from all that household maintenance, or handling the home of a loved one who's passed. The last thing you want to worry about are the obstacles of selling a house. And that's where the experienced agents at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help. Visit us online at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Or call us today at 570-344-6724 for a free consultation. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Each office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
And we're back learning many interesting things about
interior design.
Right.
We have with us for the fourth week in a row, Scott Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture in downtown Scranton.
Hi, thank you guys for having me back. This has been a blast, and I hope for you guys it was amazing.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Amazing Mets. What were we talking about the first half of the show? We were talking about color, gray is in, gray is the new black.
Yeah, we talked about some fun stuff like new forms and looks in lighting. We talked about hair on hide. So I thought, you know, it could be fun to talk about just some kind of random topics.
All right.
And I think hopefully we'll throw some tips out there that people can use.
All right. So what's in these days with furniture?
Well, I think one of the great things that is really popular right now in many, many different aspects is nailhead.
I love the nailhead.
I love a nailhead, too.
Wait, yeah. Now, Buick made a nailhead motor, right? Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the same thing. I just put that in my dining room. Yeah, it's
a Buick nailhead.
It's eclectic.
It's eclectic.
I have the engine in there.
Pat.
That's Pat's eclectic.
Four shows,
that's
four weeks, and you still aren't getting it.
No, a nailhead means something.
He doesn't want to get it.
I have no idea what a nailhead
is. Yes, you do.
Yes, it's a Buick.
No.
Nailhead is when, you know, it goes around the arm of a sofa or around the bottom or on the board of the perimeter or sometimes across the back. I hear a lot of different terms. They'll say studs or whatever, but they're nailhead. And you pick various colors these days that, you know, usually there's a choice. But the great thing about them is, A, in classic design, we've seen them forever. That's a no-brainer. But I love the idea that, you know, you could do a polished one or even a black nail head, and it can take something very current, like a very current fabric, and give it a classic appeal so that you can have something that's trendy, but you can have it for a longer span of time. I think it's going to help you do that because the nail head instantly gives it those, you know, a bit of a classic flavor. So I'm a big fan of that. I love the idea of, you know, different uses for ottomans, because I think ottomans are such a smart, smart piece of upholstery. You know, like you can group 4, 6, 8 of them together and make a coffee table, and then you could bust them up, and you would have then have 4 seats. You have 4 end tables that you could throw a tray on, and 4 footrests. So they're, you know, they're multifunctional.
You can move them around.
And the best thing is, my advice is always pick an interesting shape. Don't just get your ottoman that has 4 legs. Get an interesting shape. If you can get it that has an X at the bottom, it's great. Or if it's concaved, if you can do either of those shapes, like the X shape, the great thing about it is if you start to use multiples of that shape, then when you pair it together, the X now forms a harlequin. The two sides of the X come together and forms that diamond. So if you're going to run like 4 of them down a wall, if you're walking in your foyer, and you're going to put a big piece of art up, and you're going to put 4 ottomans underneath and shove them right together, do the X's, because you'll not just get X's, you'll then get 4 harlequins, or 3 harlequins in between. And the concave shape will create 4 elliptical shapes. But you don't get that until you use multiples. So there's some really cool, interesting things to do with them. So they're not just function. There's a lot of form in them, too.
Nice. All right. Great. Great advice. And the first half of the show, we were talking about things that drive you crazy. And
wild.
One,
we used you oh, used right, the term right, right. Wild. Wild. So there's right. wild in okay. good ways and oh, bad ways. Right.
So what about flat screen TVs?
Well,
do you have any advice?
I'm not, unless it's a contemporary design, I'm not a big proponent for putting it on the wall, unless it's a really, really contemporary space, because then I feel aesthetically it's appropriate. And I'm glad you brought this up, Jack.
So when it's a contemporary design, yeah. you mean that it's sitting
it's
in...
It's right to see it floating on a wall.
Okay.
It makes sense.
All right.
You know, you're supposed to see
even
things.
With all those wires. Hanging
well,
down.
Well, no, the wires have to be dealt with.
Yeah, right. You got to put them in a conduit.
You,
what about
oh,
a
you
conduit
do,
or
yeah.
run them in a wall? Oh, I feel like we have stumbled upon a little domestic issue.
You do you?
Moving right along.
What's happening over there, Pat?
It's eclectic.
It's
no,
not.
It's not eclectic. You are now abusing the word eclectic.
I know.
It's not amazing either.
No,
it's not amazing,
and it's not eclectic. No. No, it's called Get It Together. No.
All right, so what do
Look
we do?
Me, with- and he's all right, over so- there like, I put a zip tie on it. No, that's not the same.
All right, so what are we talking about?
So,
flat screen TVs.
Yes, of course, the wires we need to manage and have them.
Everybody's in. Mounting them on the wall.
Right. Over the fireplace.
Over the fireplace.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's not always the way to do it.
No,
so
it's not always the way to do it.
Is-
it should be your last resort. There are some rooms that it is the only solution. But usually, I don't care for it to be the best one, because when the TV is off, you now have a big black hole in the wall above your fireplace.
Unless you want to spend a ton of money and do the artwork right. thing, which, you know, not many people.
No, but that's a pretty fantastic solution.
I
when
love
the TV's
that
off,
idea.
Yeah. there a piece of art is on the wall, and then when you turn the TV on, it changes from the art
it
to the
It could
television.
Be framed and then a beautiful
yes.
picture.
Yes, correct.
All right. Okay, so
and
when that's not in the
that
budget.
Actually change, you can pick from like four of them on a daily basis. That's the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how happy she is.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Look
about
how happy
it.
She
Let me
is.
Tell you something. She is hanging on your every word. I'm sitting here looking at her. She's looking at you.
I
oh,
can
my
sit
goodness.
Here for hours
no
and
kidding.
Hours and hours. So why do you think you
Please
came back
make
for
me
four
sit.
I
weeks?
I could talk my head off
right.
about this stuff.
Okay, so when you don't have that in your budget, what can you do?
My favorite thing that I think is new, and I think it's a very smart application, is to prop it on a piece of furniture. Like you've seen a piece of propped artwork. You do the same thing with your television. Of course, you're going to secure it to the wall in the back in a way that nobody would see.
So that it doesn't come down and smash.
So it doesn't smash.
Okay.
But it looks just propped. And the great thing about that is if you do that, that works in a lot of different environments. It can work in a traditional setting. It can work in a country setting. It can work in a contemporary one, of course. It can work in rustic. And so it really transitions all forms of design. You can use it over and over. And it looks great. And I think it's because it's not just floating on the wall, even if it's above a piece to support it, because it's actually sitting on the piece. So your eye kind of takes it in as one. I think it's a more updated way to present it. And above the fireplace is rough, because sometimes it pushes the TV up so high in the air that you're sitting on yourself and you're watching it, but it's...
You're looking up.
You're looking up so hard. It's like, you know, we don't live in a Hooters. So it's not a sports bar. It's your home. It's your home. What are you doing?
Didn't expect yeah. that.
Like, what
okay.
are you doing? You know, bring them back down. And if you go into, and pay attention to this, if you go into Best Buy or HH Gregg or anything, where are the
where
TVs?
Where are they? They're not on the ceiling.
They're not. They're down around. If you're walking around, they're about chest level. That's where they, because then when you sit on the sofa, you are eye level. That's where they should be. They got to come back down again. And that's why Best Buy, that's why they're down there. It's also why, you know, when you go into a paint store, I'm going to segue here, but that's why when you go into a paint store, the paint is up on the walls. All those paint palettes are up on the walls. Because most, and I see it all the time, they'll pull the paint swatch out and they'll throw it down on the table. And you never want to do that because it's not the true color. When you lift up that paint sample and you put it against the wall, it deepens two shades. So you never, ever want to do it. And that's why when you walk into a paint store, all the paints, they're not down on tables. They're up in wall displays because that's the true color and its true value. So never take that swatch out and throw it down on the table.
Right.
Right.
You're going to be amazed.
You will be amazed at the change.
All right. That's excellent advice yeah. because not many people realize that. So how do you invest in furniture so it stands the test of time?
I think it's the same thing. The same rule applies to furniture that applies to anything else. It's very, and I'm going to rip off the Band-Aid, kids. So hold on.
I'm holding. Bracing.
It's you get what you pay for. It will stand the test of time. But the great thing is when you put the investment in early, you don't redo it. So, you know, put the money into your core pieces that put your room together and probably into, honestly, into a great area rug and a great piece of art. The other thing is if you buy a great area rug and you pay good money for it, your great grandbabies will take that. It's going nowhere. A lot of them made out of certain wools from different countries. The wool, actually, the oil in the wool releases stains. I've seen rugs that are 100 years old and they're unscathed. You know, and it always sort of amazed me at how it could stand that test of time like that in houses that were really used. But, I mean, that's one of the reasons why. It's the oils that are in that wool that actually release that stain. And they're hand-knotted, hand-dyed, so there's literally millions of knots in those rugs. And they just don't wear. And that's why a lot of those are heirloom quality. They're handed down from generation to generation, much like good pieces of furniture. They're heirloom quality. If you have a piece from Hickory Chair or Stickley, or that's going to be handed down. You know, your children or your grandbabies are going to take that. And when you think of the price and the savings there, when you've had a piece that you bought that many years ago, it may have seemed expensive at the time. 30 years later, you've never rebought anything else. You saved an enormous amount of money.
Seriously?
Yeah, an enormous amount of money.
Yeah. Because area rugs, we have in the bedrooms, we seem to go through them like every 2 years. And you're right. If you just get a nice plush
quality, right.
Area rug.
Well, if Pat would let you come to Penn, you wouldn't have to buy rugs again, Jackie. I'm just saying. I don't want to throw Pat on the bus.
Well, but I might just go down there and pass anyone along.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes, I love that saying.
That's right.
Now, if someone was
happy life.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
How about a bathroom? If someone was doing over a bathroom, what would you suggest they consider in terms of tile work?
I'm a big proponent for subway tile. I know we see a lot of it. But the other cool thing is it's coming in different scales, which I think is great. You can put up really big sizes of subway tile, but it's all ran like subway tile. The other thing I love about it is the fact that it
is
timeless.
Yes.
I can walk into a house that was built in 1901 and I'll see subway tile and I will fall in love with it if it was taken care of.
Right. Because
That's the key. If it was taken care of. But I think it's the form and the size of it that keeps it classic. So you'll never have to redo it. And it is smart. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to put in money once and be done. You know, but I think truth be told, that's why I'm such a proponent for my profession, because I feel like most people need a professional. As we talked during the break, when I get my taxes done, I just go there and I give her all the papers because that is her forte. She's going to do that so much better than I ever could.
And if she tells you to do something, what do you say?
It.
Do you fight with her?
No, I just do it. Right. Because I know that she has my solution. And she's going to get me to my solution so much faster than I could ever do on my own. And I feel like that same rule applies. You know, if somebody's confused or doesn't know what it is that they want, I'm going to get you to your solution so much faster and save you money. And I think all those things have such value. And
that's a wonderful way to end the fourth show. Scott Frazier, interior design consultant. Everybody wants to save money. You're with Penn Furniture, downtown Scranton. And how does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can find me at Penn Furniture, 9799 Lackawanna Avenue in Scranton. You can reach me via phone there at 570-346-6591. My email there is Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R. At PennFurnitureOnline.com, and my cell is 570-933-0495, and that's Scott Frazier, interior designer. I like to say to the stars, but yeah.
Why not?
Interior designer to the stars.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds great.
We are open 7 days a week.
All right, great. Pat?
Yes, we have a large classic colonial home, a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home on Scranton's East Mountain at 200 Lake Scranton Road for $190,000. This grand home has 2 field stone fireplaces, tons of natural woodwork with a newer roof, newer vinyl siding, all on a large 110 by 150 lot. It has a 2-car garage. This home needs your personal touch. I think this home actually needs Frazier to come in and really do some things. So
I think every home does, Pat. But go ahead.
Yes, it does. But it needs a personal touch to return it to its former glory. That's a grand 5-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage and 2 fireplaces at 200 Lake Scranton Road for $190,000. And that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.